here's a story from The World.
In Ethiopia, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has declared that the conflict in the northern Tigray region has come to an end. Abiy is calling for reconciliation and unity, but Ethiopia's society remains as fractured as ever. On top of that, authorities are being accused of ethnic profiling, as the world's Halima Gikandi reports from Addis Ababa.
The fighting in northern Ethiopia was sparked on November 3rd, when fighters with the Tigray People's Liberation Front attacked an Ethiopian government military base. The TPLF called it preemptive action. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed called it treason. Regardless, one Tigrayan businessman I spoke with says the impact was felt immediately by ordinary people from the region. He asked to remain anonymous out of fear of political reprisal.
I frequently travel abroad, but on that day they asked me to show a Qabale ID.
A Qabale ID is the national identification card here in Ethiopia. It lists people's ethnic identity. The businessman says he showed his passport to airport security instead.
They looked at my name, and my name, especially from my father's side, is a Tigrayan name. When the security officer saw that, he said, "You cannot pass through here. Come back when you finish your struggle."
This businessman says he's never been associated with the TPLF. In fact, he says he used to protest against them when he was younger, back when they were still the dominant political force in Ethiopia. The Tigrayan businessman wasn't traveling alone that day. He was with his friend from a different ethnic group, the Amhara. He also asked to remain anonymous, but tells me he wanted to vouch for what happened to his friend.
To tell you the truth, my reaction on the spot was that I felt very bad. I did not expect such a thing to happen. So I was asking myself, what if it happened to me? There were tears coming to my eyes.
He says he couldn't believe how his friend was being treated. He's experienced discrimination himself in the past, but never something like being stopped from boarding a plane.
Now the Tigrayans are facing this situation. But after all this is over, maybe tomorrow Amharas will be discriminated against. You don't get to choose what ethnic group you are born into.
He says he eventually got on the plane without his friend and later learned that at least a dozen other people were not allowed onto that flight. Aaron Masho says incidents like these are alarming. He's a senior advisor and spokesperson for the Ethiopian Human Rights Commission.
Many Ethiopians of Tigrayan origin would be prevented for security purposes from traveling abroad or even domestically. You have many claiming that they'd be either laid off or asked to stop appearing at work.
Hundreds of arrest warrants have been issued for military personnel and civilians suspected of being involved with the TPLF. But ordinary Tigrayans I've spoken with say that they, too, are being targeted in arrests and house raids. During a recent news conference, Ethiopia's Attorney General Gideon Timotheos spoke to these concerns.
These are complaints we take very seriously. We understand that there could be isolated incidents. There could also be instances where police officers and law enforcement personnel might have acted out of line, out of bounds.
Since he took office in 2018, Prime Minister Abiy has been talking about unifying Ethiopia. But ethnic division is being felt now more than ever, the businessman tells me.
Before, I identified myself as a person from Addis Ababa. But now I'm not thinking that way. If you ask me, is Ethiopia your home country? My answer now will be, I don't think so.
Incidents of ethnic violence have been on the rise in Ethiopia. Allegations of ethnic profiling from government officials and law enforcement are not helping the situation, says Aaron Masho.
It is illegal, and there needs to be an end to that. It has the potential to further exacerbate, you know, divisions in the country.
Masho says there are some positive signs that the government is taking the issue seriously. For example, the Attorney General recently said this.
The federal police and the Addis Ababa police are setting up a complaint handling mechanism. They will be announcing dedicated hotlines to receive complaints.
The Tigrayan businessman I spoke with says he doesn't plan on registering a complaint about what happened to him because he doesn't trust the government anymore. But he is heartened by one thing, and that was the reaction from other Ethiopians on the day he was forced to leave the airport.
It was amazing. Many people were shocked. They shared encouraging words. Even my friend told me, "If you are not traveling, then neither am I." I told him, "Don't worry, this will pass."
The United Nations and human rights groups have condemned reports of ethnic profiling in Ethiopia. On Thursday, the U.S. House Foreign Relations Committee will hold an open hearing about the conflict in Tigray. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi in Addis Ababa.